The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
With the live action, which you're starring in. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that, huh?
Should have said that.
Oh, shit, are we under NDA?
Yeah! Why?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Flashback with Smosh. Here we are, dressed in our regular clothes. What are we watching today, Tingle?
I forget what sound Tingle makes, but we're watching The Legend of Zelda Rap.
Yeah, baby.
One of the certified classics.
Certified Smosh classics.
82 million views on this thing.
Yeah, dude. This one was like one of our biggest hitters.
Yeah, this is our first time where we were like, let's go for it.
We just look like if medieval people had access to a podcast. This is just like, what it'd be like, hey guys, so just looted a castle. We got some good... Got some good loot. There are some fair maidens.
Or we're coming straight out of Anime Expo. One of the two.
No, two, yeah.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Starting this off, this video is a parody. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by Nintendo. And so we're good.
We're good.
We're good.
We didn't get sued.
Oh, so good. First of all, this was edited by Michael Barity. He was giving us the Michael special, or he was giving us the Barity special every chance he got. He was a huge Nintendo fan. We were a huge Nintendo fans, so I was like, I want this to look like The Legend of Zelda on Super Nintendo, but with an Ocarina of Time twist.
It's sick. Also starting off like looking, like you edited
look at that
cloud.
No, that was actually Barity.
Oh, it's Barity.
Barity edited the cloud over that, so it looked like.
But we went out to the freaking mountains.
Yeah.
We drove 2 hours to get to this place.
Yep.
Just to shoot this stuff.
I was playing on my DS. I had downloaded the original Zelda, and I was playing it on the car ride up to like get in the mood. Yeah. But then by the time I got there, I was so fucking sick.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
just car sick trying to look at this thing. Yeah. Not worth it. I felt like vomiting for the first 3 hours of this day.
Well, luckily you didn't have to do much this day.
True. Because you took the main role.
Yeah, that's right. Me.
You got the hump in there. This part is a viral... This clip... Wait, not yet. So when you look at the camera and wink, that for some reason was a clip that went viral.
Yep.
Or a gif that went viral.
Yeah, it's like horny posters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it way too much.
Gotta say... Never looked better.
That's true. You had to put so much makeup on your face to hide your 5 o'clock shadow that you just inherently had.
That's true. I did. I did. Yeah.
Look,
blonde hair, I gotta say.
Looking at you now with facial hair compared to this, you just look.
You versus the guy she told you not to worry about.
You look like the washed up Link that is like reminiscing on the old days when you were in your prime.
What do you mean? I am in my prime. This is what peak male performance looks like. No, it does. It really does look like I'm just like washed up Link now. I'm just like. I remember when I did the Zelda and Ganondorf called me gay.
Which he does in this video, and we'll get to that soon.
We'll get to that soon.
You know how Anthony said he had spicy time in the Assassin's Creed outfit?
Yeah.
Did you?
I did not have spicy time in the Link outfit because that outfit was very tight. There was not much of a range of motion in it.
Right. Well, you could be a pillow princess in that.
I'm not a pillow princess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard otherwise.
Oh, Oh yeah, because canonically we had sex for 7 years.
So in the food battle lore.
Yeah, canonically in food battle, we've had sex for 7 years. You know every crevice of my body.
Of your anatomy.
Yeah.
Anywho. Right.
Wow, this went in a weird place.
Back to looking at Lincoln
Prime.
Back
to me looking freaking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the outfit was killer too. Jackie did a great job. Jackie Gonner.
She plays
Zelda in this. No, I play Zelda.
Shut the fuck up.
But she made the costumes for myself, for Ganondorf, and for... Did she also do Tingle?
She did Tingle.
Okay, so she did everybody. She did a really super job. I don't know if it was Etsy or something, but for like a Halloween costume.
I think this is pretty solid. I think this is for cosplayers because they show it at like an anime expo as like the example.
It's got like some good stitching and stuff. So you guys could actually get this from a person on Etsy.
Yeah.
You send them all your measurements and they send you like a custom made thing. I think it wasn't even that expensive.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah.
For like a full blown costume. Yeah. It was like, I don't know, like 150.
It was like 100,
like
right? Yeah, it was like 100. Yeah. It looks really good.
Which if you're gonna pay like a cosplayer to make you an outfit, it's gonna be way more than that. And it ought to be. It takes a lot of time. Okay.
I love how in this too we had to stuff your hood. Cause it just looks so floppy and
yeah. Yeah, you have to stuff it. I think we had, was it plastic bags? Or was it?
Did we put plastic bags?
It might have been just like stuffing. It might have been
stuffing.
Like.
All right, let's keep going. Oh, that's so sick. Yeah, that's Jackie. Yeah, my name is Link Bane. I'm
more well known than Lil Wayne. All right, let's pause it there.
You already got to pause it?
I hate that line so much.
I hate that line too.
And I just hate that it's like right at the top. What rhymes with man or Maine? Like Lil Wayne.
Ha. I don't even know how we got to that joke. Okay.
I feel like back then it was like just funny to like put celebrities in like jokes. Be like, you know, like we did with like, well, we're about to see it in another one. Right now. My name was Zelda. Or no, right there.
Nice.
Dude, look at that.
This looks so sick.
Look at that.
That was real. That was real. Just like at sunset, we were not planning to get this shot. And there was just like these little dust particles.
Yeah, it looks sick. Look at that.
Looks so good. I remember we were not planning to get that. And then the light was shining at the perfect angle, backlighting all these particulates in the air.
Pretty sick.
Oh, man. And this was a pre-made shield that Jackie went through and aged. So it looks like it's seen some shit.
Yeah.
That was the detail that I think that she added to these that improved them most.
Yeah,
that made them stand out.
It just looks like really like
it looks new. Like a toy unless it's you like it's got that aging. So she did the aging process to a lot of the clothing items and all the metallic items too.
Yeah. There it is again.
I think it was just the common thing on YouTube. At this time, it was like, it was all parodies that were the most
Kesha,
popular music videos.
Katy Perry.
Shit on celebrities.
Lil Wayne.
I think they were like, oh, this is the internet, not mainstream.
I think that was kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
Whereas like, we're like cooler because we're not like mainstream.
Yeah.
Instead, we make jokes about fairies being annoying.
Stupid. And the common mistake that you just made.
What? Oh, yep. Calling Link or Zelda.
And I just want to give a shout out to myself.
Oh, shout out to myself.
I painstakingly added those fucking stars for some reason. I thought they were so necessary.
Oh, yeah. That was sick.
Anytime you see stars, that was me being like, it's gotta be perfect. It was our first big video that I had a ton of confidence that this would catch on. So I was like, every detail matters. This is gonna be seen by a lot of people.
I mean, at this point, we already had the song together.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So like, we were feeling pretty good.
I already knew the song was a banger.
Yeah.
It had some dubstep banger in it. I mean.
Yeah, but like, not too much.
Just a little bit.
Just like, actually, there's a
lot. No, there's a lot, because they're in the breakdown.
The breakdown, yeah.
Anywho.
But it's sick. The world like 15 times to save the princess from demise, and I do
it all alone with no help and no advice. We had this professionally color graded too.
We did, like, yeah. The water looks so good.
The water was not that crystal blue. That was just white. And they went through and specifically masked out the water and changed the tint of it.
Well, I think it's the reflection of the sky, but yeah, they definitely.
It is, but it was pretty much white.
Yeah, they definitely upped it. Because you can see on the right, on the right side, that's probably what the water looked more like.
No, we even fixed that. It was like brown and white.
Yeah. Looks good.
Oh, no. Oh, there's the moon.
There's the moon.
I remember the first time, so Barity, our editor at the time, he was so obsessed with Zelda in the same way that I was, that he was adding as many references as possible. He was like, oh, this is mountain in the back, adding the Mount Doom cloud. Oh, we're adding the moon from Majora's Mask in the background. That is f***ing horrifying, by the way.
When you're like a fan of something and you make a parody about it, it makes a difference.
Oh, like, for sure, yeah. If you're just doing it because you're like, this thing's popular, I guess, let's make a thing on it. So different than if you actually enjoy the thing yourself.
Yeah. Listen, don't you think? Yeah, got him.
Yeah, why does she gotta take all the credit? Link saving the day.
That's right.
But for real though, I felt like we had to make that joke because everyone thought Link's name was Zelda.
Yeah, this song is kind of all about him trying to claim the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because he's super insecure.
I mean, he put in so much work. What is she doing, sitting in a castle?
See? That's big, big toxic male insecurity vibes right there.
They gave Zelda more of a role in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, post like, Me Too.
Yeah, no, post our video. We changed.
Oh yeah, we changed.
Yeah,
we
I think Miyamoto saw it. He was like, huh, they have a point.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably because
we
played Mario Kart against him.
Yeah,
we kicked his fucking ass.
Yeah, Miyamoto himself.
We literally destroyed Shigeru Miyamoto at Mario Kart.
I gotta say, it felt really good to not just win against the creator of many popular Nintendo franchises such as Mario, Donkey Kong,
Star Fox,
Legend of Zelda, and Metroid. Mm-hmm. It didn't just feel good to win. It felt very good to completely annihilate him.
I realized after the fact that we probably shouldn't have done that.
Why?
Maybe it wasn't like the respectful thing to do.
Do you think that he hasn't come back on the channel because we beat him so badly?
I don't think he's come back to America since.
he just said no more America after that.
Like he said the reason he didn't do so good was because he was like focusing on like Star Fox or something.
He said that he did a lot of playtesting for this game, but now he's focused on the next big thing.
Yeah. I feel like we should have let him win.
I don't know why we didn't. We were such tryhards.
We were tryhards. I mean, there's also like, you know, you're like playing like dad, you know, you want to beat him.
Yeah.
And he was dad.
Wouldn't that be crazy if it was revealed that he actually is a master of the game and he was just trying to make us feel good?
Maybe, I mean, he chose the off-road cart. Who does that?
Yeah, it wasn't even off-road. It wasn't an off-road level.
No, he chose an off-road cart, which nobody does. And he got obliterated by everybody.
And he was Toad. He was Toad's biggest fan. That's why Toad character has such a big role in the Mario movie, because of Miyamoto.
I didn't watch the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the original one.
Let's just play more of the...
Stars?
Oh, yeah.
Stars?
Stars, we got him in there. And that wasn't Jackie singing. We had someone else singing who...
Right. So this was also shot up in the mountains. I like using my sword to point at things. We brought this stuff. It's just like a little like propped up thing. I think that shaft is just a prop, like wall thing.
Wait, that stone wasn't real? No, that's real.
No, it's not real.
That wasn't there?
That wasn't there.
How did we get that there? Real, dude.
Brought it on a truck.
No,
that's totally not real.
That's not real?
No. Because I think this was like in the age of Ryan Puckett doing some stuff for us. He was a really good set designer.
That's not real?
Because you could also see like that bush is hecka fake.
Well, no, I know the bush is fake, and I know that the little thing I come out of.
Yeah, no, that whole shaft is fake. Look at it. You can't see like anything joining those rocks.
Is that equipment that we have in the background, like from our production?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's equipment in the background. Yeah, totally our stuff. That's our gear in the background.
That's just our production stuff in the background.
Whoops.
Oh, whoops. I thought I cared so much about this video that I looked at every frame.
Well, you're so focused on the pot in this shot.
I can't believe I just found that.
Yeah, that's wild. Isn't that great how, like, years later you can, like, find something new?
Add that to the goofs.
I mean, it is kind of funny though, because we had these pots.
Or no, we painted these custom.
Yeah.
Just to destroy them.
Yep. We only had a few takes we could do.
I think we only did one.
Smashing this pot.
Did we fill it with some dirt so it would like have that effect when it got slammed?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Until the world is free of evil. I'll break all your pots
and I best not hear your bitch. I've got the Triforce of Courage, bitch, so you better listen. And he made it glow.
Yep.
Got 999 rupees in my down. That's my favorite part.
I gotta say, I felt pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
I felt pretty fucking badass.
I remember sitting there writing that part, and I was like, yeah. It's like all the mid rhymes in the middle of the sentence. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, it's funny because, like, you know, we're like making comedy, but like, we also wanted to like be cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know? I was like, I'm gonna get so many chicks for this.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get. I'm gonna get freaky in this outfit.
Yeah.
So many people are gonna want to get spicy with me. Spicy. Yeah, so many people want to get spicy with me as Link.
And this was a separate day that we shot all the interior stuff.
Yeah, here. So this stuff's all shot in our studio at the time. This brick wall, I think, was made for the Zelda
shoot.
Made
just for the Zelda shoot.
But you'll see it pop up in so many Smosh videos after the fact, because we still had it. We weren't going to throw it out.
Well, yeah, because we started writing dungeon scenes and like weird cave scenes, and it just made sense.
A lot of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yep. Things. A lot of whips and chains. Pay up the ass for these bombs in Castle Town. Just give me some hot containers, let me spin on my ocarina. So I can kick that dumbass cannon all the way to Argentina. What the hell did that line?
Well, ocarina, what rhymes with ocarina? Yeah. Spirulina?
I think I was literally just on Rhyme Zone.
Yeah, we were, like, yeah.
Ocarina?
I don't think spirulina existed at that time.
Or else we would have done better.
Spin my ocarina so I could flavor my sweetened beverages with spirulina.
That would have been better.
I'm thinking of stevia.
Yeah, you are. What's spirulina?
Spirulina is something that people put in their smoothies.
Oh, it's like a green thing.
It's like chlorophyll. It gives you like chlorophyll or some shit. Like,
chlorophyll? Right? And it's got the chloroform in it?
It's got the chloroform in it, yeah. This heart container, I think Jackie also
made. Jackie made this thing. I remember resin. She was like making sure the resin was set the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, as much time as anyone has to work on these costumes, there's always going to be something that comes up. And I remember she was like trying to make sure that she had the resin molds for all these rupees and stuff. She created all these props from scratch.
Yeah, and I remember my ears, because right now I'm just wearing these like little like,
Clippy-doos.
Slide them on. These ears were like a foam ear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were like molded or something.
Yeah, they were like a foam ear, and then they were like molded onto my ears and then like painted on. And it felt like nothing. Like we put them on. We woke up at like 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
Had everyone meet up at the Smosh house. We put the ears on me there. And then we drove for 2 hours so we can get like as much sunlight as we could possibly have for the day.
This was just such a crazy day.
But it was so funny because like I had this interesting feeling where I hadn't like worn the outfit yet. Like I think the first time that I really wore it was like on the shoot that day. Mm. And I had never like cosplayed or anything before. And I put it on and I was like, I get it.
Like you felt empowered?
Yeah.
You're like damn, I'm cool.
I felt like pretty awesome. Like everything like fit really well.
Yeah.
And you know, had like the gauntlet and the sword and like, I was like, I'm Link.
Damn.
I'm Link, man.
So that was-
I'm more well known than Lil Wayne.
This is your first time feeling empowered in something you wore?
I don't know about that. I felt Link.
Yeah.
I was like, I am Link.
I connected so much with this game when I was younger because I felt like I identified with Link. I was like, he's so cool. He could do anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's why I became obsessed with the Zelda
series. That's why you're so mad that I got to play him.
I was like, damn it. Why does Ian have to be whiter than
me? Yeah, I didn't even know who Link was before this.
Yeah.
I was like, Link who? I thought that was Zelda.
I wrote the line for you. Hot containers, let me spin on my ocarina. So I can kick that dumbass in it all the way to Argentina. You look like you're feeling it, man.
I was feeling it, dude.
Oh, there's my... I love that he just gets decimated.
Yeah. That roto job.
And our art team at the time had these symbols created based on what the actual symbols were in the game.
Yeah, that actually says Alien. A slur.
Who is Evil Knievel?
Wait,
are you serious?
You don't know who Evel Knievel is?
Just hit play.
You don't know who Evel Knievel is?
You don't know Evel. I mean, like, well, truly, like, when we made this joke, even then, I was like.
I remember we were like, and I was like, it sounds good. I guess that's all that we need.
That's what we did a lot. We're like, it sounds good. It rhymes.
It just
like,
needed. I wanted to have as many rhymes as possible in that one sentence. And I am not a fan of this hook. I'm not a fan of the lyrics.
Well, you could be not a fan of the lyrics, but the tune is really
good. It works and it's catchy, but I am not a fan of the lyrics.
I mean, wears tights every day, don't give a damn what you say is all right. But yeah, got works. Bigger balls.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Then even Evel Knievel.
I don't like it. But I was
Think
like...
Think I stopped till the world is free of evil.
That
okay.
I liked. But
we kind of rhymed...
Evel Knievel.
Yeah, we kind of rhymed evil with evil. Sort
no,
of.
It was Knievel.
Yeah, but like... Yeah. Evel Knievel was a stunt daredevil guy.
Yeah, yeah. So he
like would ride a motorcycle over a giant gap.
Like,
yeah. He had balls.
He had bigger balls. He had big balls. Yeah, big balls.
Big balls. And by big balls, we mean did not care about his own life and or his family's well-being if he were to die.
Oh, okay.
That's what having big balls is all about.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think he died ever doing a stunt, though.
No.
All right.
Balls.
Here we go. Here we go.
We got these flames added and everything rotoed out because you cross it.
Slow-mo. Fog.
Oh, shit, Ganondorf! Dubstep.
You on the Apple box?
No, I'm just that tall. I'm just that much taller than you. Oh, dude. Ganondorf's super homophobic. Some ginger jokes were popular.
Ginger slander.
Gingerphobia. Oh my god.
Oh, I remember shooting
that. I did
that.
Have to lick her face.
Yeah.
There was some face licking that
you got consent.
Happen. Yeah.
Look how gross they made your teeth. I forgot they colored your teeth.
My teeth look like the annoying orange teeth.
Ugh, I don't want to see this in slow motion. I don't want to see this in slow motion. Oh,
now
look,
it's frozen.
It.
Now it's frozen.
You borked it. Ugh, I don't want to look at this frame anymore.
It's so bad. It's so bad. People didn't even know that was me playing Ganondorf. A lot of people did not know.
Yeah. Gotta love VLC.
Gay! It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I mean, the Ganondorf try not to be homophobic challenge.
Ganondorf, he just can't help it.
Impossible.
Ganondorf said some fucked up shit.
Well, I mean, even when we were making it here, we were like, well, he's a bad guy.
Well, the hope was that it would justify, it would make you want him to be destroyed, and then right. Link would completely obliterate him
yeah.
and destroy him into nothing.
Oh my god, what is this line?
I was gonna say, you're coming out as pro-choice. That's huge.
Yeah, so Link is pro-choice and Ganondorf is homophobic. And Tingle is bisexual. That's canon.
Tingle is bisexual.
Is it canon? It should be.
It is.
We actually talked to Shigeru Miyamoto.
Oh, yeah. He sent us some secret input.
Like, Miyamoto-san, we have one question.
Well, did you know that Birdo is supposedly trans?
That's what I've heard.
It's canon. Speaking of canon, let's go to Ganon.
Canon. Another pop culture reference.
We really thought we were doing something here. First off, we didn't understand the concept that something that's popular now will not always be popular.
Jersey
Shore is still going on right now.
They came back, just like you guys did, so. Yeah. Watch yourself.
So actually, this is the most relevant joke of this entire.
More relevant than Zelda.
Yeah, probably.
More relevant than Lil Wayne?
Isn't Zelda back too now?
Zelda's back.
With the live action, which you're starring in. Ooh! I shouldn't have said that, huh?
Should have said that.
Oh, shit, are we under NDA?
It doesn't matter. Nobody watches this.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you're starring in the next Zelda movie.
I'm starring in the next Zelda movie.
After the fan demand.
Yeah, and the Half-Life movie.
Who are you playing in that?
Gordon Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm also in the new Fallout. I am Fallout Boy.
You looked way too satisfied. Anyway, look how short you are.
Look how sick this beard is.
You are so short.
Well, you were on an Apple box, asshole.
That's Anthony?
Yeah.
Shut up, you knew that was me.
That's crazy.
You didn't know that was Anthony?
Where'd your jaw go?
What do you mean? He's got an epic jaw.
It's accentuated by the beard. He's got some cute ears, though.
Oh, damn it. Now we have to watch the licking again.
All right, let's watch the licking again.
It really sets.
What?
Nothing. Just keep going. Dicks! Dicks, dude! Dicks! Deku Nuts, Master Sword, Jersey Shore.
Why?
Everything in this. This is why I like the Assassin's Creed 3 rap better. Because I feel like in this one, we're fitting in so many, like, pop culture references, and it just aged worse. I still love like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
And I love the costumes.
And the way it looks too.
And
the editing was great.
I love the way it looks, and I love the rap battle.
Yeah.
That
I like how it leads up to that rap battle, which is great.
It's just like some of the lyrics. I'm like, we've done better.
Yeah, I mean, this was our earliest attempt at doing something that was supposed to be funny, but also cool.
That's true.
I think we leaned too far into like this desperate attempt for it to be as funny at the same time as we could, which had us kind of reaching for all those low-hanging fruits.
Yeah, so this is an early effort.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Anyways, look at them nuts.
My master
them
sword.
Nuts.
You got fooled. Ah! That was like a Twilight Princess.
It was a Twilight explosion. Princess explosion.
Yeah, interesting.
It's sick though. Yeah. And he had to, of course, be Rotoed
out. Oh, yeah. And this part looks, I look freaking awesome.
Had to be Rotoed out. And then we got the fire on the things that needed to be Rotoed as well. There's a lot of visual effects that went into this one.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves you.
It's just killer.
Oh. Yeah, right? Oh, God.
I didn't actually, ugh.
What?
I didn't actually spank her.
Of course not. You're gonna creep. But I did actually lick her face, unfortunately.
Yeah. Is your hair back a little bit?
I
guess we'll find out.
Oh, there's no eyebrows or something. The scene's footage and bloopers. Click the link in the description. Get it link to see in the description. I need them in the vault. Then check out the new shirt. Oh, shit. We have the song on iTunes. Click the subscribe shirt. Button and get another heart container. Oh. Quick, click it. You're dying. This is actually so
Good
sick.
Lord, health, click it.
I wonder how well, I think it worked pretty well. I think we got
a ton of subscribers from that. Nice. Let's get straight into the extras.
Let's go straight into it.
We got the bloopers and making up.
Let's go straight into it. Unlike Link, who is LA and gay.
He would LA and gay into it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you're there.
Go at least this is the first shot we got.
Want to come with?
Here. That's because I got eyebrows. That's what it actually sounded like.
We had a crane. We thought it was so freaking bad.
Oh, it is epic. So these are the real colors of the sky and everything. Oh, I forgot how much that fell off.
Dude, that was such a pain in the ass.
It broke, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. God, that triggered me because I remember that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
My pot is so expensive.
Nope.
Oh, I forgot we did that take. Wait, why were you doing that? And there was a clear like thing on the left
side. It's like a trailer.
There's a trailer hitch there.
I don't think we're supposed to go that wide. That's probably why. Hey,
wow, I remember the scent of that place, along with the scent of all the glue on my face.
What am I doing?
Lincoln's
Wait, were you humping?
I think I just pointed to your dick when I said Lincoln's beard.
Oh yeah, Lincoln's beard, he went straight to my dick.
Lincoln's dick.
In order to get to the place we wanted to shoot, we had to cross this river right here.
Yeah.
And these Zelda shoes are a bitch to take off, so I'm gonna get carried across the river.
Oh. He grabbed me right on the freaking gooch, too.
Oh, he did? Oh, that was a gooch hug.
Yeah.
But you were into it. You're consensual.
Successful. Yeah.
Did I just do a Success Kid reference?
Yeah. There? Oh, we zoomed in on that. What?
Yeah.
I can't. Get this,
oh God! Is that spirit gum?
Yeah, that's really triggering for me actually.
Yeah.
That's so gross and stinky. Oh. Thuggy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thuggy.
Thug nasty.
Ugh. Do you have to do this more than once? Oh, you got her fucking eyeball
it was just
too.
The one.
Hey guys, today I am gonna become Ganondorf. I look like this now, but in a few moments, I'm gonna look like this. And after this, I'll look like this. But in a few moments, we get to see what I look like with this. Now I look like this. So this is the part where I get ginger pubes glued to my face.
Nice. Oh no, okay. No, Anthony! Oh, you gross little shit.
White tights! Oh my god, that's fall fashion, you idiot!
Wait, did we make a fake one after that? Oh, yeah.
Still fell.
And it still fell off?
Yeah. Yep.
That sword.
Oh, I'm so triggered. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you'll see what we wound up doing was we took out the blade. So the sword wound up because the sword is made of freaking metal. And so we had it in the sheath. And it was held on by like this little tiny like piece of plastic, and the plastic just like broke immediately. And so when we did this day, I think Jackie then just had the handle and then put the handle into the sheath.
Yep, that was just the top part of the sword.
She cut the sword off. So, but yeah, still
fell.
Just slipped out the top. So
annoying.
Yep.
Again.
There it goes again. pain.
Dubstep dance time.
That's how I actually dance at the curb.
So much humping going on in this video.
I mean, what do you do as like a 20-year-old boy and you're told to like improvise.
You're like,
dance.
Go be funny.
Yo, what up? My name's Link.
Are you 20 there?
20 and some
five.
This was 2011. 24.
24.
Younger than you. Okay, our brains were not fully developed yet.
I can't believe I was 24 at a time. Couldn't be me.
You don't identify as 24
I
anymore?
Don't identify as 24. I identify as 17. No, I identify as like a sturdy 32.
Sturdy 30? Yeah, I identify as sturdy 30.
Sturdy 30?
Sturdy 30.
We're just two sturdy 30s out here looking to get flirty.
Tingle rings.
Love to type on my keyboard that's QWERTY. That's a lot dirty.
And then sometimes I need them in the balls.
What were we told to do here?
We would wait for playback and then would have to like do the line.
Oh, because we're waiting for one specific line.
We're waiting for a specific line. So we were always just like,
oh, what do you think you're gonna do here? Do you think you're gonna fake like you're humping or spanking again?
I think I'm not gonna watch this part.
Let's see. Oh. Yep. Did we actually use this take? Oh, we did use this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the sound's obviously not.
Yeah.
Oh, Bigfoot.
And that definitely was our junk in the background. That made it into the episode.
That was definitely our junk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, good memories.
Yeah, good memes.
That was the first time that we were like, we are going to commit a large amount of money to making this production happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how much it was.
We got a crane.
But I think it was over $10,000
yeah.
at the time, which is crazy because you couldn't, I mean, the ad money,
make
was,
that money,
there wasn't
on,
a ton of, we were praying that we would sell enough shirts and songs on iTunes to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually cheap compared to what something like that would cost now.
Yes.
For all that crew, custom costumes, paying for the song to be created, the studio session time for us to be in there recording, paying the producer to master that song, also the costume designer making all those props and then acting in the video herself and the makeup artist to apply all the makeup for Ganondorf
it was
and
a big,
everything.
It was a big production.
Big production. And
it was like maybe 18,000.
And then we also drove 2 hours to this crazy location that we had to get a permit to shoot at. Mm-hmm. And we brought a ton of equipment, and including a little crane.
And that location was scouted, too.
Yep. So then there was an extra day for that.
Yeah.
And we had custom walls made.
Crazy times, bruh.
Would you ever make a music video again?
No, never.
But you know what? I think we might feel encouraged to do so if enough people in the comments want it.
Yeah. If you guys want a music video.
Yeah.
LMK.
LMK?
In the seas.
Below. In the comments below.
Do you still got bars, though?
Oh, we got bars for days.
We got bars.
I've been working on bar retention.
Mm.
So I've got a lot of bars saved up. I went on Reddit. I found this bar retention subreddit. so I learned how to retain my bars.
I've been trying to take the bar. I've been trying to pass the bar.
Okay, different bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know law now.
But there's a really high bar for entry.
For the bar?
Mm-hmm.
For taking the bar exam? Yeah, it's one of the hardest things you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have bars?
I got some bars.
You got some bars?
I'm about to get one
mm-hmm.
when I pass.
Okay.
I'll have a few more after that.
Okay.
Gold bars, baby.
I'm so confused now.
Oh, I got you guys a gift.
You got us a gift?
You got us a gift.
It's hidden somewhere on the set. You have to find it.
Oh. On the set?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What is it? No.
You got us a pen?
Oh. No, it's check the shelves.
You shouldn't.
Check the.
Is it back here?
Oh, there it is.
It's in the Mega Man hat.
Hidden in Mega Man.
Right. What the fuck
Let's
could this
find
be?
Find out what this could be. Ugh.
Our gift from Aaron.
Is he just shaming us for misogyny? Oh!
Wait, there's a letter. There's a letter.
Wait, there's a letter. It's, oh my gosh, it's Evel Knievel with giant hairy balls. Oh no, he's missing a foot.
Holy shit. That is crazy.
Can I close up?
Open the letter.
That is crazy.
Oh, I'll take, there you go. Got that?
Oh my God.
Can we even show this on YouTube?
Let's get closer. Let's get closer. Yeah. That's got bigger balls than this? That's pretty hard to get bigger balls than that.
All right, I got the note. I got the envelope. It says, whose balls are bigger now, bitch?
This fucking...
I mean...
This is so gross.
I mean, if we're talking scale...
Yours are still bigger?
But if we're saying, like, those are the size of the balls, my balls are still bigger. Just saying.
Where did you source this hair?
Don't worry about it.
Your back hair.
You got it from the patch on your back. Yeah. Dude, I love that for you.
You shaved off a little hair for the patch? Okay, good. I feel loved with this act of love through gift giving.
Do you feel like you got caught? Because I did know who Evel Knievel was.
I knew you knew who Evel Knievel was.
Oh, did you?
Of course I knew you knew who Evel Knievel was.
Because there's just so many other things you don't know.
Well, sometimes I pretend because it's funny to see you guys.
Aaron didn't know
get
about the troubles. Aaron didn't know the troubles, everybody. Laugh at her.
You broke his leg.
No.
Oh, no. Evel Knievel.
Okay.
Right now, the bloopers from this episode are available for Smosh-tastic and Smosh royalty members if you want to go check out the bloopers from this episode yourself in high quality.
That's right. And so we're going to say bye right now. Enjoy a fan-made song for Flashback.
And if you want to submit a song for us to play at the end of a Flashback episode, you can go on the Smosh Discord.
You've been knighted. Goodbye.
Here's Chance.
So all you can remember was his hair.
Yep.
The rest is a blur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I got his stare down pretty well. Satanas,
Lucifer. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.